Anything is possible. Anything is possible. Anything is possible. No matter how loud I talk, it won't rise above that level on the computer scale. So, you see, it's okay. It's okay. Oh, now you wonder what all this talking is about. Well, this is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly at God Unlimited University of Healing in Campo, California, surrounded again this evening hour by four little angels who still have their wings freshly flapping at their back. It's a great experience. Our topic for our instant inspiration tonight is anything is possible. I asked Sylvia if she would be able to transfer my list of emails, some 331 names, onto the Outlook for the Microsoft Outlook, and onto the Icemail, and onto the Handy. And she says, anything is possible. And I thought that sounded like a very good topic for a talk. Anything is possible. When Sylvia says anything is possible, she is being a totally different cat from what she had been years ago. Years ago, Sylvia knew everything was possible, but she hadn't tried it. But when she came to campus, she began trying everything and realizing that it not only was possible, but it was a lot of fun. And it was fun just to be creative, to be imaginative, to come up with neat ideas of doing things and new solutions for old problems. What Sylvia got the most fun out of was playing with my toys. She is just a big toy girl. I would get a new cellular telephone. She would have to check it out to make sure that it worked all right and that it was fun to be with, you know. And she would point out all the little nuances of it that I hadn't even yet noticed and make sure that I saw it because of her quick wit and mind that she just went zippity-doo-dah right through everything. And we got a Giordano, which is a Hewlett-Packard, what do you call it? A Hewlett-Packard palm gadget, only it's a little bigger one, has a keyboard and everything right on it. And it's for keeping notes and keeping track of your dates and keeping track of your programs and keeping all your email details and things like that. I can connect with the email and it can connect to everything. It's quite a nice little gadget. We should get it out again and look at it. We haven't done too much with it. But now we've got a new Palm gadget that came in the mail with our portable computer. And it's an interesting little thing. And Sylvia has been playing with it and just having a great time. She's just been in there sucking her thumb and playing with it and thinking, gee, isn't this wonderful? This is really the way to fly. Well, I think that Sylvia is going to be able to come up with the answer of how to download the email addresses from one internet source to another. It should be quite simple. Just bring it down into the note. Because they say with that, you can do that. With the Palm, you're supposed to be able to import stuff into it because you certainly cannot sit there and type that stuff into it the way you would have to do it with the keys there. So we shall see what we shall see. And what we shall see is that it functions perfectly because Sylvie has said anything is possible. Now, if you want to have confirmation of that, you just talk to Inga. Inga has been watching Sylvia now for the past 15, 18 years and just been utterly amazed and delighted at the way that Sylvia can grab a hold of these projects and just take them on. Inga, on the other hand, she is a down-to-earth type person. She likes to work with things that she can get her hands on, like the iron and like the rake in the garden. And now that she's getting younger every year, we have been training her to work on the computer. So we've given her a very lovely computer and said, Inga, this is your toy now. Learn it, memorize it, work with it. And so what does she do? The first thing she does is she doesn't know how to use it. But she presses a button and up it comes. And up comes the word. And she heard us talking about word and she knew a little bit about it. And so she starts writing on the word letters to her family. And it must be the new computer, because almost immediately her family sent back a wonderful email, or whatever it was they sent to you. Was the email? And on it, it was the announcement of their son's wedding, or their son's wedding, and even pictures in the mail of that. It's just fantastic. And also a great big heart saying, "I love you." And she hadn't heard from her sister, is it? Her sister, for nigh on to Coon's age, you know. It was just beyond imagination. But there it was. And there she was, receiving this and doing it, and more inspiration to do it. She's learning that anything is possible. And so then we get the little tape player, like this little thing here. And we got a couple of extra ones because we use them at various places for various things. And each person was able to use one. And so right away, she wanted to learn exactly how to use it. And we said, go for it. Then she wanted to learn how to download it onto her computer. And we said, now that's just a little more complex. She says, no, just give it to me. I'll do it. Did you do it? Not yet.
It comes.
Oh, I see. So it's really quite a simple thing to do, but it's not simple if you've never done it. And so we're going to give her a great course in how to do it and let her have fun doing it, because you can't hurt anything. It just goes on there, and then you can play with it, and she can even send it to her sister as an email. She can give a talk and say, "Hi, sis, you know, how are you doing?" Is she younger or older than you are?
Younger.
Well, she's younger than 25, huh? How about that? Then she must be just a young spring chicken. And her son is how old? They got married? 30. She's 25 under, and he's 30. I tell you, we do miracles around here. Anything is possible, like I say. And so, wouldn't that be great? Now, you could send them a picture of you in the swim mix, you know. Hey, that'd shake them up, wouldn't it? And send a picture of you walking up the mountain here. Now, you have that other little digital camera there that came with the computer, and so you could just take some pictures of yourself walking up the mountainside. And it's handy to have someone else do the shooting, isn't it? But we'll work that out. And as we work that out, you'll be able to put that on your email and send it off to her, and she'll say, "My God, here I am, just a teenager, and she's 25, and she's already doing all these things." You know, interesting. Of course, Ingeborg likes to inform us that she's like maybe 3,025, but who's counting? You know, 3,000 gets kind of a long time, or was it 4? So whatever it is, anything is possible. Now, we make light of these things. We make joke of these things, but it's true. It's true. Anita, where is all time?
Now.
All time is now. If all time is now, 3,000 years ago is right now. What were you doing 3,000 years ago, Inga? So Inga says, "Just a minute, I'll check." And she goes into her filing cabinet and pulls out her 3,000 year, and then there it is. The videotape plays, and it's brand new, and she's watching it just as though she's re-experiencing it, and she's experiencing it right now, in the here and the now. And then she says, "Well, come on, you got to come with me." So we go with her, and back 3,025 years, and we're having a ball. Now, you say, "Herb, that is just really way out." I mean, you know, I've heard you make a lot of statements that are kind of on the edge, but that's way out. And that's right. That's way out. But when you start playing the games that we teach you to play here, and you play them with all your heart and with all your innocence, you have to have those innocence in there, the innocence of a little child, you will experience that. You will be with Ingeborg 3,025 years ago today, living what she lived at that time today. And you'll be playing a role there because you'll see yourself because you had been there too. And you had been there now, you know, and you're experiencing it right now. And you're doing all these things. Well, why not? I tell you, dream your wildest dream. Have your imagination go. Really tune into these things. It's not as far out as it sounds. In out-of-body journeys, we can do all sorts of things. And we have. And people have taken people back in rebirthing. And what is rebirthing? It's merely telling yourself that you know more than you think you know. Rebirthing is not the answer. It's an interesting project. But the answer is to be in charge of yourself, to be fully conscious of what you're doing, fully conscious of the movements you're making. And in rebirthing, a lot of times people let themselves drift away rather than being fully conscious of what they're doing, and they miss the opportunity. It's like being under hypnosis. Under hypnosis, you're not fully conscious of what you're doing, and so you're living on another dimension of your beingness, and in living there, you don't really know what you're doing to report back. But you are living it. Now, how could you live on another dimension of consciousness under hypnosis? That merely wipes away one of the veils and lets you look. There are many ways that you can wipe away the veils as you become relaxed, as you go to sleep at night. As you go to sleep at night, you visit maybe about 300 or 400 different life experiences that you have. That many? Yeah, that many. And you're going to die. You're under the water, and you're drowning, and your whole life passes before your eyes in just an instant, you know? And then you come up, you know, gasping for air. But for an instant, your whole life went before your eyes because it was in the now. And you saw it, and you know it, and you can record that, and in color. And, you know, at one stage of your life, there wasn't even any color available yet. But your magical inner camera that takes these pictures, that records everything that you are, is in full color and in stereo and in surround sound and in everything else that you can imagine. And I'm not kidding you. It really is so. Now, anything is possible. Anything is possible. Dream your wildest dreams and put magic under it and watch things happen. That's what Sylvia's going to do with my list of email names. Just pop it from one book to another book, just blup, blup, blup. And I'll go through and I'll cull out those I don't want and keep some in one file and some in another file. It'd be super. You follow me? Really neat. And this is the way we can do it. We can do anything we want when we recognize that anything is possible. It's not only possible, it is real. And it happens now. So, my loves, have a wonderful evening. Sleep tight and
dream big.
I love you.